anger. The big black bear, who had lots of hair, whose fur was a carpet of black. The bear was bad, glad to be sad, and that was simply that. Then came a sly, sneaky snake, whose silly name was Jake. His soul was a wild hurricane, his hate was his only fame. He slithered into a house, as he thought it belonged to a mouse. Jake screeched, spat, and spit, and put up a furious, ferocious fit. Then Jake's heart turned as cold as stone at the sight of a bear saying, "Get out of my home." The big black bear, who had lots of hair, whose fur was a carpet of black. But bears that scared did Jake not care, as Jake challenged the beast. Jake opened his mouth, proudly showing his wealthy white teeth. But the bear prowled, howled, and growled, and bared his teeth too, sopping with saliva as sticky as glue. Their teeth were sharp, like clean ice shards. The two were scared, as they stared and glared. As they finally attacked, with a powerful punch, they both packed. As anger flew left and right, as they both put on a great long bite. But the big black bear, who had lots of hair, whose fur was a carpet of black. The big black bear, who put up a victorious scare, and that was simply that. The big black bear did a final slash, lighting a quite bright, brilliant flash. Suddenly, the sun rose out of the sky. The flash was followed by a crispy slice. Jake's head fell to the ground. That was the end. A winner has been found. The theme of this poem is to never enter another's home. One example of this theme is a snake going into the bear's home, as indicated in the poem. That resulted in the bear slicing off the snake's head because that is considered trespassing. Thank you for listening.